I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to r/AmITheButthole, where this woman wonders if her or her fiancé are in the wrong because her fiancé wants to name both their kids. Am I the butthole for telling my fiancé he doesn't get to name both of our babies? I'm pregnant with twins, and my fiancé and I just found out we're having a boy and a girl. Congratulations. We started talking about names the other day. He told me that he really wanted to name the boy after himself, first and middle. Now, I wasn't on board at first, but after thinking about it, I agreed. Yeah, I'm not sure entirely how I feel about that. Comment below. What do you reckon, guys? A little bit arrogant? I don't know. I told him that for the girl baby, I wanted her first name to be my sister's, since we're very close, and the middle to be my dad's, since he passed when I was young. My dad's name isn't really unisex, but it's becoming a common girl's name. My fiancé got visibly sad and told me he wanted to name the girl baby after his mum and have the middle name be his dad's name. His dad's name is a unisex name. I told him that I didn't really think it was fair that he got to name the first baby what he wanted and now wants to name the second baby also what he wants. I also said it wasn't fair that my family gets excluded. He said he really wanted to incorporate at least his mum's name. I told him that the girl baby's middle name can be his mum's, but then the boy's middle name is going to be my dad's. He said he wanted the boy baby named completely after him though, so the baby is a junior. I told him he doesn't get to name both of the babies what he wants. He got so upset about this comment and has been standoffish towards me. I don't think that was so awful of me to say, but now I'm second guessing my comment and wondering if I'm a butthole for it. Well, a very simple one to start off today's episode, in my opinion. OP, you are definitely not the butthole. I think it's pretty crazy, actually, that he would dominate every single name of both your children. That's a lot. It really is. It suggests he may not be the most considerate person of all time or the best team worker. Interesting, though. Like, you know what? I do get it. If he wants to take one name in particular and he wants his son to be a junior, I can understand that. I wouldn't be for it personally, but that's his decision. But then if he's going to do that, he has to let you have the entirety of the girl's name. That is only fair, surely. But if I'm actually thinking about it completely honestly, it only makes sense for both of you to agree on both names. Like, there should be a collaborative effort, surely, both of them. Not just you go for this one, I'll go for this one. If that's the only thing that you can get to in terms of some sort of resolution, then sure, go for it. But how bad would you feel if you didn't like one of your children's names and your partner didn't like the other child's name? It'd be horrible. Just find some middle ground if possible. But yeah, the junior stuff and your husband as a person doesn't sound too great. Now moving on to our next r/AmITheButthole post. Am I the butthole for unpacking my girlfriend's towel? I am a 31-year-old man, and I've been dating my 25-year-old girlfriend for about 2 years. She has beautiful hair that seems a lot more low maintenance than most women I know. She doesn't use all 100 different hair products, nor does she blow dry it. It honestly doesn't take her long to style her hair or anything. However, she always insists on using this special towel to dry her hair. She insists that she can't use any regular towel for her hair. She gets mad if I use her hair towel as a regular towel too. She says that the towel should only be used for hair. She even bought an extra one of these towels that she keeps in her drawer at my place. She also takes a towel with her when she goes on vacation. I usually don't mind it, since the towel doesn't take up much space, and it's better than listening to a hairdryer all the time, but it's a bit weird, because I don't know anyone else who has a towel just for their hair. For Thanksgiving, we travel to see my family. Before the trip, I asked my girlfriend to leave her towel at home since we'll be staying at my parents' house. I didn't want my family to think she was weird or make fun of her. Since we planned to leave early in the morning, my girlfriend spent the night at my place. I noticed that she packed the towel she kept at my place in her suitcase. So, when she was asleep, I took the towel out. She didn't notice the towel was gone until after we got to my parents' house. I thought it was okay, and my girlfriend didn't seem mad at all during the whole trip. However, when we got back to my place, my girlfriend got into her car and drove off without saying goodbye. She texted me later saying she's mad at me because of that stupid towel and she needs some space. I keep calling and texting her, but she won't respond. My friends think she's being overly dramatic, but my girlfriend isn't that type of person. Now I'm wondering if I messed up. So, am I the butthole? Yes. Yes, you are. Do I even need to say any more than that? I think it's pretty obvious. Why? You know what, OP? I'd be slightly more appreciative of what you were saying if your girlfriend had, you know, hundreds of different toiletries and took a suitcase full of them everywhere she went in order to do her hair. But even at that point, it's still her stuff and it's what she wants to do. You'd let her do that. But she has one towel. You've openly admitted earlier in the post how easy it is for her to do her hair, how short a time it takes her, and how simple it is. She has literally one towel, and you're thinking that's weird? That's amazing. If you can do your hair and make it look amazing with just one towel, I mean, that's what I bloody do. Talk to me. Rate my hair out of 10 in the comments below. To be honest though, Pete, it seems pretty harsh for me to say this, but you just seem a lot less mature than your girlfriend. The fact that she didn't even bring it up whilst you were away with your parents as well is very, very impressive. If that was me in that situation, roles reversed, I would definitely have said something. And even if I didn't say something, my mood would have been very much impacted by that. But the fact that she kept it calm while she was away and only showed you to have that bad reaction and show how annoyed she was when you got back, very mature. Unlike you, let her have her towel. Come on, bro. Now for our next post, have a look at this for an interesting title. Am I the butthole for outing my ex as gay to get his mother off my back? It's a long and sucky story, but my soon-to-be ex is gay and hid that from me. I found out because I caught him cheating, and he as much as admitted that he knew he wasn't attracted to me that way, but he wanted kids and a normal life. Now, I don't care that he's gay, but I'll never forgive him for leading me on so he could use me to have kids. So it's over. End of story. The problem is that his family are fundamentalist nutjobs, except for a few members, and his mother is the interfering mother-in-law from hell. Not being related to her anymore is another plus to leaving. His family doesn't believe in divorce, so under the guise of picking up some paperwork and other items I'd found that were my ex's, she's cornered me about how I'm being childish and marriage is about commitment, forgiveness, and working through problems, etc. It became apparent that my ex didn't tell his family that he cheated. He told his mum that I was divorcing him because we weren't having sex often enough for me. I tried to be patient and explain that he cheated and that was why. I wasn't going to go into greater detail because I know how his parents are and it's none of their business. My ex-mother-in-law's advice, I kid you not, was that men are just that way. And if I wanted to have more sex with him and for him not to stray, I should make myself more attractive to my husband and be a better wife. I lost the plot completely. It had been a sad and hard day already, and that was the last straw. Here's where I might be the butthole. I told her that the only thing that would make me more attractive to my ex would be a sex change operation, and that I hoped he and his boyfriend adopted her some grandchildren so she could finally shut the heck up about it. Not my finest moment, but she just hit the worst and rawest nerve she could have, and I exploded. It's evidently turned into a huge family drama. He's probably going to be disowned, and my ex called me, sobbing that I've ruined his life out of spite. I don't really know how to feel about it. I do feel bad for him that his parents are such awful people, and there were just no good outcomes for him, but I also feel like he made his own bed here, too. Now this one is a really interesting one because obviously OP is not the butthole, but I think it's about more than that. What was the best thing that OP could have done? What was the best approach in this situation so that she could have got this entitled mother-in-law off her back and of course divorced her ex, but also not completely ruined his life? Is there an answer? I'm not sure there is. If you've got any advice on what OP should have done or you think she did the right thing entirely, comment down below. I just don't know. Like on the one hand, you could say, yeah, she did amazingly, stuck up for herself, finally got that annoying mother-in-law off her back, and that was good. You have to be selfish in these situations and do what makes you happy and do what you want. But then on the other hand, you could say that she has now inadvertently ruined her ex's life. But then again, you could say that her ex was completely using her, and that was horrible in the first place. Not being attracted to her, yet still wanting to, you know, have a life with her and have kids selfishly, that is horrible. So a little bit of karma. Is it the worst thing? I genuinely don't know on this one. I think I would lean towards the fact that OP did what she had to do and it's her life. She's got to do what's best for her ultimately. But that might be the wrong answer. Comment down below. I'm actually very interested to hear your guys' thoughts on this one.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
And now for our final Am I the Butthole post. Am I the butthole for ruining my boyfriend's favourite hiking trail? My boyfriend is an avid outdoorsman. He grew up camping and hiking often. I, on the other hand, did not. I think I went camping once when I was a little kid and sat in my grandma's RV pouting the entire time. That sounds quite a lot like me. My boyfriend and I have now been dating for 6 months. And as our little anniversary present, my boyfriend wanted to take me to his favourite hiking spots. We live in a warmer state, so hiking this time of year isn't abnormal. I was a little nervous about it, but I agreed, because I definitely see him as the person I'm gonna marry, which means adapting to his lifestyle as well. So, we went on a sunrise hike up a mountain that was a little over an hour away from us. The hike was just over 3 miles total and wasn't too difficult for beginners. Before going, my boyfriend gave me the safety rundown and pushed that I drink a ton of water. When we got to the trailhead, I needed to pee slightly and mentioned to my boyfriend finding the bathroom at the beginning of the trailhead, which I believe to be just around this little hill. He brushed it off though and suggested we get going so we don't miss the most beautiful part of the sunrise. So I agreed. During the first half of the hike, my boyfriend kept pushing for me to drink water to the point where I felt like I was gonna throw up and my bladder was gonna explode. When we got to the best part of the hike, we sat there for a few minutes before I mentioned heading back down, because at this point, I really needed to find that bathroom. My boyfriend insisted we stay for a few more minutes until I finally dragged him up. Listen, I've never peed outside my entire life, but I must have drank so much water, my bladder just couldn't take it. Before we even made it back down, I knew I was about to pee my pants. I kept mentioning it to my boyfriend, and he kept comforting me, saying it was okay, saying I can make it. Unfortunately, I could not make it. I apologized profusely, but I told him I had to duck behind a big rock a little ways off the trailhead to pee, or I was just gonna pee my pants. He was angry, scoffed and huffed as I asked him to stand watch, but instead, he just stood by the trail, angry as ever. And to make matters worse, an older couple that was cutting through some of the brush walked right by me, but didn't say anything. So yeah, my boyfriend is understandably furious with me. Not only for exposing myself on our hike, but also for rushing our beautiful view. This is his favourite hiking spot, and I ruined it. I feel terrible, but I also feel like it was something that I couldn't control. So, am I the butthole? Again, OP, absolutely not. He, as the experienced person doing hiking and all this stuff, should have realised. I mean, surely it's common sense. Everyone knows. If you drink a lot of water, you're probably going to have to pee quite soon, especially if you're smashing down the liquids like he was almost forcing you to do on this walk. Yeah, it's going to happen. And I'm not saying that drinking loads when you're doing exercise is a bad thing, because it's obviously not, but you have to expect to, you know, get rid of that liquid in some form. Hopefully, naturally, it's going to happen. Also, look, it's not ideal, but there's nothing wrong with going to pee in the woods or something on a hike. That is also very natural. Like, I've done it before, and I'm sure that you have as well. I'm looking at you directly. I know what you've done. I've seen your dirty past. Pull your trousers up, you naughty little man. I mean, that out of context is nothing short of brilliant, I have to say. But yeah, not even looking after you and looking around, keeping watch whilst you're peeing. I don't know about that. This guy's a bit weird, isn't he? Maybe, yeah, second thoughts. Bit of a red flag there. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/AmItheButthole. If you want to watch all my Am I the Butthole videos, they are in my playlist right here. If you enjoyed that one, you're going to love this. Just watch them all. Binge them. They're lovely. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, clicking this button and turn notifications on so you get notified when I post twice per day in December. It's unbelievable. See you guys all later with a brand new one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.